RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
What am I supposed to be watching right now? Yes, I know, I'm working. Michael, you're not supposed to be watching TV while you're working. What am I supposed to have on in this room right now? Me... There are way too many bowl games, and they're stupid and meaningless. Also me, we're not late enough in the year where there'd be a bowl game on Christmas Eve at, like, the middle of the day. Like, we're just, no? Is that how, was that cool, that little manner of speaking I just did? When I said me, and then also me? No? What if I throw a 6-7 in? Does that help? No. See, I'm 54, and if it did happen that whatever... way I was talking was like with the times, trendy, then I'm still an idiot because why at my age would I want to sound like that? I mean, really, the only zone for me is like the dad joke zone. I just got to own that. I got to start starting tweets with capital letters and using periods and just, hey, I'm not trying to make like I'm 30 or something because I'm never going to be 30. I could use a bowl game right now. I'm watching something about Scottie Scheffler. I'm watching old golf. It's that or Mets yearbook. I'm going to go ahead and pass on Mets yearbook. So excited to have Dave Tripoli on the West Shore Hotline. I know Dave through the FFPC for fantasy players, especially serious ones who have been running hot this year. This is a huge week in the tournaments. Dave, I'm hoping you're one of those people right now.
We got some chances at some big money. The big payback and another 5K league. We're leading the pack going into the final week. So very, very exciting time for that. Hopefully everything runs good for this final week. It's going to be an interesting week with a lot of injuries.
Do you think there's more of that this year, or does it just always seem like that? When you get to week 17, all these quarterback injuries, Brock Bowers goes away today. Rashi Rice, for what it's worth, also. Is it normal that we get to Christmas Eve and just be like, oh, it's a mess, or is it maybe worse this year?
I think this year it's a little bit worse than other years. If it seems like teams are maybe getting a little smarter, and if guys are like kind of questionable, they're just like, all right, sit this guy out, Rashi Rice being an example. You know, he's probably clearing a concussion protocol, but to be honest with you, Mike, I don't even know who's throwing the ball to him this week, so why would he not be out there playing? He's clearly their best receiver, probably their best offensive player by a good margin. why would he need to be out there for the next 2 weeks? So why not just put him on IR, you know, protect yourself and keep it going? Because why are you going to put him out there and risk something serious?
Right. And there's also the draft pick incentive. I'm not sure it applies to a team with as many wins as the Chiefs have at six. But what is like last year, Dave, is there are so many bad teams. One of my favorite receivers in the league is Garrett Wilson. And because Garrett Wilson was sort of a version of Justin Jefferson in how, mm-hmm. as bad as their quarterbacks were, he would still put up 1,000 yards and like spectacular catches. But man, all year you knew you were just sort of right on the wire with Fields and even Tyrod Taylor. They're going nowhere, and it's Thanksgiving. You just know that it's over. You're not getting Garrett Wilson back.
The
so.
Scary part about Garrett Wilson is week one, you thought you literally were gold.
Yeah,
they had that big first week, him and Justin Fields. Obviously, everybody was talking about him. And then disaster all over the rest of the season. I mean, he's probably been able to come back, I guess. But why on earth would Garrett Wilson want to come back on that dreck of a franchise? So from that perspective, like, you know, you see picks like that with Garrett Wilson. Were they bad picks? I don't personally think so, because like you said, Garrett Wilson's a great talent. In my opinion, one of the best receivers in football. He just has a terrible draw in New York and with the quarterback position.
We'll get to the Eagles, of course, but how do you look at the Raiders season, which is at least as bad, with Genty and Bowers, you know, mostly out there? Now Bowers is going to miss the last two games. Were those picks that were defensible at the time, or did we fall for something?
I think with Bowers, you might have fell for a little bit of something early on. Genty, I don't think, is a bad pick. I mean, I just expected Pete Carroll to, like, have a half a brain and actually use him a lot more, using the passing game, which you're seeing a little bit more lately. Early in the season, it was like he wasn't getting as many carries as – I mean, if you're drafting a guy that high in the draft, he should be getting 20-plus carries every game. If not, why are you taking him? It makes no sense, because everybody knows running back's shelf life is extremely small. So somebody like Genty, you're spending that capital on, you know, you're building up the team around him. You know, early in the season, he really didn't get the work that he was supposed to. So you're starting to see a little bit of Ashton Genty, really, the talent that, you know, everybody saw. It just is a shame that he's on such a very, very, very suspect franchise with no quarterback, no quarterback plan, no coaching, you know, system right now. You know, Chip Kelly fired, Pete Carroll should be fired. You know, outside of Max Crosby, Brock Bowers, and Ashton Genty, there's not a lot on that team to be excited about.
With Dave Tripoli, maybe we'll get to some more fantasy angles here before our time is done here, Dave. But let's talk about your Philadelphia Eagles. What has it felt like from the inside, so to speak, with the Eagles this year? There's always all this noise, but there's been that in years like last year where they won it all and everybody shook hands and said that's the best team in the league, no question. How is this year different, if at all?
Different, man, that's a tough word. I think like, it's something like butterflies in your stomach. Early in the season, didn't really look great. You know, a couple years ago, it was the same situation. They won a lot of games early, and then disaster struck, you know, and they, you know, backed their way into the playoffs and got bounced early by Tampa Bay. I think this team's a little different. Obviously, the talent's there. We all know about the talent. Offensively, they have looked good recently, starting to really get Barkley the ball, starting to run the ball a little bit better, utilize him more. It looks like he's a little refreshed. He started the season off maybe a little suspect, but the offensive line just hasn't been great this year, and that's the strength of the team. So with Brown, with Goddard, with Devonta Smith, obviously Hurts, if the offensive coordinator continues to adapt, which it looks like he's doing a little bit, and I've been very outspoken to get rid of him midseason, day one when that Cowboys disaster early in the season, and in the later season when they blew that 21-0 lead, everybody in Philly wants him gone. Last couple games, he's been better. The only question with him is, was it just against bad teams?
Yep.
You know, obviously the Raiders and the Commanders. You're going to see what the offensive system is made of, if it's really improving this week in Buffalo. Because going to Buffalo, you know, not an easy place to play. Buffalo still has a lot to play for. The Eagles don't have that much to play for. It would take something, you know, catastrophic with the Bears for them to move up a seed. So from that perspective, I think the Eagles are continue to progress as the season goes on. It looks like A.J. Brown's happy, Devonta Smith's happy, Barkley's happy, Hurts looks like he's smiling more. You're seeing these Christmas pictures come out and these after-game pictures. There's a lot of positive vibes in Philly right now because in that three-game losing streak, there was a lot of ugly things being said on sports radio.
And I know you would know that, which I like about you, Dave. So I complained when the schedule came out that this game is so late, feeling like they might have wasted Philadelphia-Buffalo. Now, there are lots of great matchups, and I think I was right. Here, you talk about where the Eagles are. I'm not sure how important it is to them to move up to two if they even can do it. And the Bills are kind of locked in, almost locked in as a wild card. As you may know, they need the Patriots to lose another game versus either the Jets or the Dolphins, right? So they're looking at a wild card probably here. There are higher stakes out there, maybe not this week. Well, there probably are. But this could have been a much bigger game like in November.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. 1,000 You see the schedule come out sometimes and you just look at some of these matchups and you're like, why not put Eagles, Buffalo, you know, Sunday Night Football, Week 5? Like, really pretty good weather, chance of a shootout, all this stuff that could happen. You know, put in the second to last game of the year, it doesn't really make sense for either, you know, team, you know, trying to, you know, do better in their conference, obviously. So from that perspective, obviously, you know, we'll talk about the matchup, but, you know, we're talking about two of the best quarterbacks in football. Obviously, Josh Allen being Superman. And you should think you get this matchup in a better spot than weeks, you know, 17, 18. I don't even know what the numbers are these days with the extra week. But it's kind of a meaningless game, like you said. Like we need the Patriots to lose to the Jets for the Bills to matter.
Yeah, so, good luck with
Josh
that.
Josh Allen probably not playing next week. Jalen Hurts probably not playing this week, next week. You know, it's going to be questionable. Like, is both teams going to put the most effort in? Is it going to be the game that most people would want?
Right. You know, interesting how, Dave, the two conferences, kind of the overall picture, AFC and NFC, is so similar. And you mentioned the two-seed possibility for the Eagles, and we're talking about this game like it's almost meaningless, but it's not quite that. It isn't at all if you think there's a big difference between these seedings, like the range you're in. I don't know, when you look at...
I think there is, because, I mean, if you're looking at who would I rather play, the Rams or the 49ers, it's the 49ers, and it's really not even close. I personally think the Rams are the best team in the NFC.
Okay.
I know they just lost to Seattle, but we're not going to talk about Sam Darnold and worry about that. Seattle's not going anywhere in the playoffs, so they're not a team I'm really worried about. But the Rams, obviously, if Devontae Adams comes back and he's healthy, the hamstring is obviously a big question. To me, the Rams are the biggest test for the Eagles, and there could be a first week wild card matchup of Philadelphia versus, you know, the Rams. And you're not going to ask for a bigger matchup, you know, in a wild card weekend. So do I really want to open up against the Rams? Not really, but, you know, it is what it is if it happens. But the 49ers, we saw on Monday night, really good offense, awful defense. Phillip Rivers made, you know, you would have thought it was Phillip Rivers of 10, 15 years ago, just slicing them up. So from that perspective, I'd rather play the 49ers. I don't really worry about Kyle Shanahan. I mean, their offense is very solid. Obviously, Kittle just got a little banged up on Monday, but he should be fine for the playoffs. But from my perspective, you know, I would rather play the 49ers. But that's probably – it's going to be one of those two teams. You know, we'll see where it falls.
It could be Seattle still, no?
Like, not likely. Not likely.
Well, San Francisco wins two. 13-4. That's the one seed if they do that. Their last game is against Seattle. Then you have Seattle. They could lose to Carolina. Probably don't. 13-4.
If you're telling me that I got a chance with Sam Darnold in Philadelphia, give me all those chances.
Philadelphia and Seattle have met plenty of times. They get together this time of year.
And Seattle owns us most of the time. But we're talking about Sam Darnold here. And I've been outspoken since day one on Sam Darnold, and I know he's had a great season. But recently you're starting to see some of the cracks in Sam Darnold. I know he let him back last week and all that jazz. But I remember Sam Darnold in the playoffs last year. And I'm not worried about Sam Darnold coming to Philadelphia with the lunatics, including myself, who will be in attendance, that'll be tailgating from 12 hours before. I'm not worried about Sam. I'm not really worried about any team coming to Philadelphia in the playoffs, to be honest with you.
You ever been here for a game?
I have never been to Buffalo. It's a place that I definitely want to get to.
It's our last 2 weeks of the stadium unless playoffs fall into place. So this is, you know, emotional times, I think, for fans, not only with the pressure on this year, but with the future in mind. Dave Tripoli, my guest. I know Dave through the FFPC. Mike Shope here. Bulldog is off through New Year's here on WGR. So you slipped in when you brought up Jalen Hurts' name earlier, one of the best quarterbacks in the league with Allen. What's your take on Hurts, A, just how you feel about him at this stage of his career, what he's accomplished, and just who he is as a player? And then, B, any kind of misperception you think is rampant about him?
To be honest with you, I was never really a big Jalen Hurts guy early on. I was not a fan. I didn't like, you know, what I saw early in his career. But right before the Super Bowl year, I pledged my allegiance. I know I have a lot of group chats with a lot of friends who are listening right now. And I made sure before the season started, I pledged my allegiance to Jalen Hurts. And he led him to a Super Bowl that year, obviously fell short with that weak call against Kansas City at the end. Who knows what could have happened then. But Jalen Hurts this year has been okay. I'm not going to sit here and say he's been good or great or any of that stuff. He's definitely played better lately. Could it be him? Could it be the offensive coordinator? I always watch tape of most of the Eagles games after the game's over. You know, a couple days down the road after it settles in. He's missed a lot of throws. But at the end of the day, one thing you can't say about Jalen Hurts is...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
He will always put you in a position to win. And that's just what it is. He's a winner. And you saw that last year with, you know, obviously a very, very good team around him. Let's not sugarcoat it. He didn't do it all himself. But in the Super Bowl, they stopped Barkley. Hurts had to win that game. He did. Most people didn't think he could because it was all Barkley all year. Yeah, Hurts had his moments, but a lot of it was either tush-push Barkley having that career year, the O-line, obviously defense making plays, receivers mixing in, but Hurts showed in the Super Bowl that he can do it all. So from that perspective, I mean, I'm very excited to see what the next couple, you know, games are going to look like for him before the playoffs. Hopefully he continues to show what he's been showing over the last couple weeks. You know, obviously I know it's been the Raiders and the Commanders and all that stuff, but Hurts is really, you know, seems like he's getting through his progressions more. He's getting Goddard involved more. You know, Devonta Smith, obviously, Barkley, you know, being more of a dominant force in the running game. So I'm very excited to see what happens next with Hurts. Again, I would never put him in the category as Josh Allen as a talent. I'm a big Josh Allen fan. Very, very high on Josh Allen. To me, he's, you know, the best quarterback in football. But Josh Allen is running out of excuses team-wise. He's the leader of the team. You probably agree with me. This year, more than any other year, I know they're not going to have a home game. Nobody's probably going to come to Buffalo. And, you know, that would be a, you know, pretty big advantage. But Josh Allen... He has his Robin right now with James Cook, the receiving core, not the best. But the AFC is not strong. I've been very outspoken about the AFC. Buffalo Bills, in my opinion, are the strongest team in the AFC. Even though they're going to lose this week, it doesn't matter. they're still, in my opinion, the strongest team in the AFC. Who in the AFC scares you? I'll ask you that. What team would you be worried about?
I think anybody but the Steelers – or the Chargers, probably. I wouldn't be, you know, scared of having to go to L.A. if it ends up that they beat Denver and kind of get to the top of the division. That's still a possibility. But Houston's defense wrecked the Bills. Jacksonville looks like it can kind of do it all right now. And they've been a tough team for the Bills over the years, if that matters. You don't have to go back forever, but still there's that. And New England looks great, Dave. I don't know. Like, even Sunday night, yes, Jackson leaves the game. That's a great win to come back like that. And May is still doing it all on the field. And they've They've beaten the Bills once and almost twice. So I don't think, I'd just as soon be afraid of the Bills if I were those teams than the other way around. I don't know what to do with Denver. I just think going there with that defense can be problematic, but I'd put them lower on this list than the others.
I don't necessarily disagree with you. I've been, you know, when it comes to Drake May, I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in football. I don't trust the coaching staff when it matters in a big spot in the playoffs. Mike Vrabel has always come up lame when he's had Tennessee teams that obviously I know Ryan Tannehill was the quarterback and all that stuff, but they've had spot after spot and never really delivered. So my questions come there. Their defense is banged up. When it comes to the AFC, I like Jacksonville. Jacksonville is probably my favorite, not named Buffalo. They're just really hitting form right now. Trevor Lawrence seems like he's figuring it out a little bit. But Denver, I don't trust Bo Nix. He's going to throw it to you. If you catch it, you know, it could change the game. I mean, he's going to give you plenty of opportunities with mistakes that he make. And, you know, Sean Payton, obviously he's a, you know, battle-tested coach, but I think Buffalo goes in there if that's where the line draws and they beat Denver. And to me, it's they're never going to get a better opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
No Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar. Like, really no excuses, even though they got to go on the road. Like, Josh Allen, if the O-line protects him, I agree with what you're saying with the Texans. That defense is no joke. That defense could win them a Super Bowl. At the end of the day, they're just a bunch of dogs. All of them. They beat the piss out of everybody.
And that's a compliment now. It didn't used to be a dog, but now that's a compliment.
That defense is one of the best defense I've seen in a really long time. They attack. We obviously saw what happened with Josh Allen when they played. But at the end of the day, I trust Josh Allen. I don't know why this year. I think it's different. I just think this Super Bowl matchup we're going to have this year is the same matchup we have coming up this week.
Right.
Eagles against the Bills. And then we all know the two crazy fan bases, it's going to be an absolute just war.
It's going to be
a lot of fun.
We'll all just flood San Francisco.
I mean, it's going to be an absolute just – Buffalo has been waiting for this their whole life. If that matchup does happen, unfortunately, they're going to have to wait a little longer because, you know, back-to-back champs are coming. But other than that, you know, I root for the Bills. I have nothing really negative ever to say about the Bills, except the Josh Allen. He's got to get there. It's got to be time. I know a lot of our friends who are Buffalo fans are very outspoken about everybody else and not Allen. I think you and I know who we're talking about here. But Josh Allen needs to get it done this year. There's no excuses this year.
Dave, before you go, one quick thing, if not maybe two. How great is this? Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts. You were talking about Hurts. I wanted to slip in how durable both of these guys have been, especially for how physical they are. Two guys, both under 30, 157 combined rushing touchdowns, including playoffs.
Insane. If you really think about it, insane with the tush push, like getting hit. People can say whatever they want about the play. I personally don't love the play, but at the end of the day, Jalen Hurts gets nailed every single time. He's getting O-linemen falling on him, D-line falling on him, corners trying to take swipes at him. Same thing with Josh Allen. They're running something similar. He's getting hit, and he's more of a rushing threat than Hurts is right now. And we're not talking about just like, you know, obviously last week he got banged up a little bit. There were some questions, you know, was he going to be ready? You know, he came back. Josh Allen just is a warrior. He just doesn't miss games.
84 rushing touchdowns for Allen, including playoffs. 73
it's
for Hurts.
Absolutely insane.
It is. I have to bring this last thing up before you go because it still haunts me a year and a half ago. Like, who's the pass catcher for the Bills? And I don't know. I'm just rifling off.
Nobody.
I said everybody because I didn't think there was really an answer. It's still true. This is like
it's
two full
true.
Seasons
it's
later, and there was no answer.
No answer. We try to throw out MVS and Elijah Moore and Keon Coleman, and we can keep going down the list. Every year we're going to ask the same question. And since Diggs has been gone there really hasn't been an answer. So I don't know if there's ever going to be an answer, but if Josh Allen and the Bills don't get it done this year, they might have to figure that out in the offseason because Josh Allen's still young enough to where they have a chance, you know, in a AFC who's obviously stacked with a lot of, you know, talented quarterbacks. But, you know, Kansas City, Lamar, they're going to be back next year. Burrow, they're going to be back next year. So it's not going to get any easier. So They're going to have to figure that out and get somebody reliable, because Josh Palmer's not getting it done.
Your Super Bowl,
like Josh Palmer, but he's not getting it done.
Your Super Bowl 60 MVP, Brandon Cooks, saying it now. On that note, Dave, Merry Christmas. Thanks for your time today, and can't wait for Sunday.
Always a pleasure. Go Birds.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Tripoli. You can check out Dave on FFPC Podcasts. I know him through fantasy, and he obviously makes no secret of his rooting allegiances, which is great. Why make a secret out of it? Why not just say it? If that's how you feel, just say it. And good for you. He got us back to the conversation we all want to have all the time, and just whether the Bills have good enough receivers to win. What a pro. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you. Lines are open next. Sal will join me at 5. This is WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.